As I mentioned before, the way I'm able to watch every single Met game is when I have a life with my kids and my wife, I DVR the game. And it ain't that complicated. Like, it's actually a very simple thing to do. So on Saturday night, if my wife wants to have a date night, great, we'll go on a date night. We'll get home at 9:30, 10 o'clock, kids are asleep, I start the Met game. And I've been doing this forever because I have a choice. Either, if I didn't do this, either I wouldn't be the diehard fan I am that likes to watch every pitch. Fine. I guess I can still have a job here, but I wouldn't be the crazy guy that I am. Some may like, some may hate. Or I wouldn't be married. I just wouldn't. There's no way I would be able to maintain a marriage if I told her every game is stopping our life. It would not work. So I DVR. And it's been a success. It works for everybody. I watch every game. I never say no to my wife in terms of things to do on the weekend. It's all good. Last year, family, friends invited us over for a barbecue. Okay, no big deal. Same plan. I'm going to DVR the Met game.
No biggie.
No biggie. Except these people, who I very much like, are diehard Met fans. Now, you may say, well, that's great, Evan. That's great that they're diehard Met fans. And they are, like real Met fans, not some of those Fugazi Met fans. Well, some people like Tommy.
They have a dog named Mookie.
They may. Right. They may. So we go over to their house for a barbecue, and my wife just reminds me, like, hey, look, I just want to let you know, they're going to have the game on. So your DVR plan is just not going to work at this place because unlike 99.9% of the places we go to, the game's going to be on. And I was like, ah, you know, it kind of sucks, but you know what? At least the game is on. I just won't score it. I won't DVR it. It'll be there at the barbecue.
I won't score it. I'll have to talk to people.
I'll have to talk to people. So we go and have a great time. And I even said to you guys on that following Monday, wow, it was one of those rare times I didn't score the game. Mm-hmm. I was hanging out with like-minded Met fans, had a wonderful time. The kids are playing.
What a novel concept.
What a novelty.
Kids watch themselves by playing with others, and I hang out with other sports fans and watch a game.
It was cool.
What a thing, Evan.
It was a very surreal day because it was also the day that President Trump got shot.
Yeah.
So that was obviously the talk of everybody. But
so you had to wave the post-game show, and that's it.
Yeah.
Gary Apple had to wait.
So we watched the Met game. All good. They beat the Rockies that day. No harm, no foul. All good. Going back for another barbecue.
All right.
So my wife says, we're good to go. I said, yeah, great. They're very nice people. I had a good time. Took them to a Met game recently. All good. I say to my wife, I got one question, though. She's like, what's that? I said, would it be weird now that I'm comfortable with them, now that I watched the Met game with them, we're all good now, can I bring my scorebook? So I don't know the answer. I don't know the etiquette of this, but is it weird since we're all friends? Then I just say, hey, guys, you might, or do I not even say anything? Just whip the book out.
Okay. There's a couple things that need to be answered here.
Go ahead.
You're going to a barbecue at people's house you're very comfortable with, as you mentioned. Is this strictly the Roberts family and them, or is this like kind of like a big shindig?
I think it's like a lot of people. I don't think it's just. It's not an exclusive Roberts thing. It's a bunch of people having a barbecue on a Sunday afternoon.
I think then you've already answered the question anyway. If you're even thinking about it, it means you're comfortable enough that some of the people you may not know, you don't give as Evan would like to say, a rat's ass what they think of you, right? And I think the authentic Evan Roberts experience is what somebody would do. Like, I think anybody who you don't know that may listen to this show that happens to be a friend of a friend or a cousin at this barbecue, you're letting them leave with a story they can go home with. Hey. Evan Roberts was at the barbecue I was at, and he scored the game.
Just whipped the book out.
I think being authentic you is as good as you can be. And now you've opened up the comfortability. You took him to a Met game. I think you bring the score.
I mean, I was scoring at the Met game.
Here's what you can't get mad at, though.
Go ahead.
Somebody bumps into you, a little drink spill. You got to be careful.
That's the issue. The issue I have is I almost have to protect the book.
Little Fudgy the Whale Cake comes out later, you know.
Accidents happen.
Right.
You know, someone gets excited with the mustard, it squirts everywhere. Like, it happens. You got to be careful. But you're saying from an etiquette standpoint, like, forget me and you because we know each other very well, but if someone came to your house that you like them, they're friends, and all of a sudden they take out a book in the middle of the Giant game and they're like, yeah, I do this with Giant games.
I'd love it.
You'd say, cool.
I'd love it. Mm. Absolutely. I'd love it. Now, is this just like a straight bar? Or this is like somebody's birthday or something?
I think it's just a straight, like, we're hanging out barbecue. That's my understanding.
Like, then to me, everything's fine. But, you know, if you got to a point, it was like a birthday reason. And they started to sing happy birthday. And you're like, hold on here. Alonzo.
What are you going to do about it?
And you're marking down pitches. Then you'd be rude. But you're in the clear other than that.
I'm also like, believe it or not, I'm pretty skilled at like shutting the book for a few minutes.
Like, I'm skilled at being able to stop scoring and returning to do it.
I am.
What
I did
a skill.
At the Met game the other day, when I took my youngest son, Spence, he wanted to go to Kitty Field. I closed the book. I walked over to Kitty Field. I was seeing what was happening in the game. I put it in my noggin. I remembered it. 2-1 pitch, fly ball to center field. And so when I got there, opened up the book. 2-1. Just whipped the book out. 2-1, fly ball to center field. That's an 8.
I would bring it. Honestly, I think people there would find it cool. Now, if it's like the 100th straight time, then I'd be like, oh, he's doing this bit again.
First time ever.
I think the first time ever is a big deal for people to watch you score a game.
like I'm a circus freak.
Yeah, like a zoo exhibit.
But is it going to put a bad taste in your mouth if like a drink gets spilled on it and you're going to be scarred?
You know,
for future barbecues?
So here's the thing. What I've learned about accidents, which can happen at a baseball game. In fact, it's much more likely to happen at a baseball game than it would be a barbecue because you got people all around you
and not enough stalls.
Absolutely not enough stalls. What do you think? I'm taking it to the bathroom with me?
No, you said accidents are more likely to happen at a baseball game.
No, what I mean by accidents is if the person behind me has a beer, them spilling it is on the table. And they're right on top of me.
True.
So I'm saying I think there's more risk at a baseball game than there is at a barbecue.
That is fair, because if you go to this barbecue and you just corner off a section of a table, no one's going to sit near you.
Why would you say that?
I'm just saying, no, because you have this entire book open.
That's odd.
No one's going to want to sit next to you if they, you know, want to spill something on the book.
Also, outdoor TV situation, or you gotta be in the house?
No, it's outdoors.
Oh, then you're fine.
It was a great setup.
Yeah, you score the game outside.
Okay. Yeah, first of all, you saying no one's going to be next to me makes me feel weird. Like, I don't want that.
Just put on deodorant before you go.
I'll put deodorant on. I'll keep the book folded so it's smaller, so it doesn't take up a lot of space. And one thing I've learned about my book getting dirty, I learned this when a little girl spilled ice cream on my book. It was a very traumatic experience. I was watching Matt Harvey pitch in a minor league game in Binghamton. I know, what a wild story. Matt Harvey, minor league game in Binghamton, and this little girl had ice cream. I mean, she spilled it on my book.
And you bought her a new ice cream, I assume.
I did not buy her anything. I gave her a dirty look.
Oh, you're so rude. Okay, that was more traumatizing for the kids. You lost her ice cream. You could have reached into your pocket.
Why would I reach? I didn't drop the ice cream. She did.
Be a good guy.
No, I didn't drop the ice cream.
It doesn't matter. You can be a good guy.
She dropped it on my book. I cleaned it off. The mom apologized, and I said, no biggie. I was very...
No biggie.
I was very diplomatic about the whole process. At least that's what I tell myself.
What are you bringing in this barbecue, by the way?
Like, as a gift?
Not as a gift, like a...
You bring someone to somebody's house, yes. It's like sort of a gift.
A dessert, wine, what do you bring?
We usually go nice bottle of wine.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
But...
Oh, God.
Somebody gave me this awesome bottle of Jets wine, and I'm like, could I bring that? Like, Jets wine's pretty badass.
I have the same bottle of Jets wine.
Now it feels cheap, like I'm re-gifting.
You're going to repurpose a gift you got.
That's a tough repurpose.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to buy actually a nice bottle of wine. That's what I do when I go to somebody's house. Isn't that what you do?
I bring a bunch of Entenmann's.
That's cheap, bro.
No, have you seen Entenmann's prices?
Not today.
You buy just a box of Entenmann's?
A couple boxes. Do the box of the donuts and maybe a cookie assortment and probably like the marshmallow cake.
A little bit of the crumb cake maybe.
Let me tell you something right now. You could go to any bakery in this area. The guy that shows up with Entenmann's to a party, that's the thing. Everybody flocks to it.
You think that's better than a nice bottle of wine?
I think it's more unique. I think it's more... Anybody can bring wine. You bring Entenmann's, you're going to rock people's world.
Can anybody bring Entenmann's?
But they don't because they think it's cheap.
The one dessert product I will bring to someone's house is black and white cookies. Oh, that's always a good go-to.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
I mean, it's a good one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to bring something nice, though. Because you're going over somebody's house.
I agree.
Look at this guy on hold. I'm going to let this guy say what he apparently told Connor about if I came over to his house with my scorebook. Larry in Medford. Larry, walk me through this. So I'm over your house, you're having a barbecue, and I whip the book out. Then what happens?
Turn off your TV until I go home.
What'd you say?
Turn off the TV.
Oh.
His phone's cutting out. I think he said he'd shut the TV off and send me home.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes, that's what I said.
Why? Why am I doing so wrong?
I'm inviting you to be company and to enjoy everybody, and you're sitting there scoring a Met game. It's like what kind of nerd are you?
What if I'm having great conversation with everybody? What if I'm able to maintain being a geek but also breaking down the world? Does that make it better, Larry?
No, I tell you to go home and get a life.
Wow.
I got to
see, Larry's making me think differently now.
I got to defend Evan. I hate doing this. I have been at enough games with Evan now, scoring games, where I tell you, I think Evan is more sociable with the book in hand than not.
It's like a comfort
for
me.
It is. I think Evan without the book, he's still scratching his arm, patting his head.
Because if you run out of things to talk about, you can always just point at the book. Look at this, exactly. And this happened in the second.
Connor, you're 100% right. Evan is in a comfort level where he can look up quick, make a comment. Like, it is a more comfortable conversation with Evan when he's scoring a baseball.
Yeah, you got to keep this in mind. It's not like head goes in book. I'm done. I'm not talking to anybody. Like, I have maintained a balance. At least I think I have, and Sean's basically confirmed it.
You have, which would stun the world unless they've experienced it.
I know, but now Larry's...
Just whip the book out.
There are times, maybe I'm just used to it because it's sitting there. I like, oh my God, he's still scoring the game. You lose track of it because you're sitting there watching the game with you.
Well, Larry told me he'd send me home. What about Glenn and Ramsey? Glenn, what would you do?
You leave the book at home and you grow up. Come on, Evan. I mean, grow up already with the Fakasa book.
Jesus.
You're worried about a scorebook. You got a beautiful wife. You go into a home in Westchester. Go to Sugar High in Armonk. You buy food. You buy desserts. Stop being cheap. Come on, grow a
cheap. Well, first of all,
he was not being cheap.
The wine is more expensive than the dessert.
And the scorebook might be more expensive than both.
I took all those critiques fairly until you went to the cheap. I think my initial reaction to Sean's dessert thing was he's cheap.
It's not.
No, and that's fine, but the reason I went bottle of wine is I think that's not cheap.
It's not cheap at all. That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you right now, I know it's only two callers. I'm very intimidated now. I think the book is not coming with me.
They are putting a baseball game outside for you to enjoy. They are giving you the open signal. Enjoy the game however you wish.
I'm just saying.
They might send you home, though, Evan. I don't know.
I feel very bullied right now.
No, you got to bring the book.
All right, let me try a third guy. This will make me feel a little bit better. Vinny is in Queens. What's going on today, Vinny? Uh-oh. My screen is... Oh, there we go.
Hey, Ev. I'm a big fan of My Mets Bible, but that's about the only part of this phone call that you're going to like. You can't bring the scorebook to the barbecue. You know that. You want to score the game, you DVR it. You score it when you get home. I mean, come on, Ev. You know what you're doing here. And by the way, Sean,
genius
move. He knew everyone was going to call up and say, Evan, you can't bring it. So he played good guy and said, no, Ev, bring the book. Who cares? No. Don't worry.
No, you're reading me wrong,
Vinny. Is that what you did, Sean?
No, I wouldn't do that.
You set me up
to
fail.
He's a good friend.
Yeah, he's a great friend, all right? All right, thanks for the call, Vinny. Yeah, I think you set me up.
I didn't set you up. I also have to tell the audience, I am coming at this from a place of experience, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
I know you with and without the scorebook. And I also know that for the first time meeting an Evan Roberts, seeing him in the wild scoring a game, actually, I think for a small group of people, would give them dinner conversation elsewhere.
I also want to make very clear to our last call and to anybody listening, I've never done this. I, again, DVR every game. So when I do go out... I'm the opposite of being interested in baseball. I won't talk about baseball because I don't want them to spoil the game.
So
I went to a pool party about a month ago, okay? And it was set up by someone who is a Met fan. But I guess maybe they respect my DVR thing, or maybe they DVR it. Never put the game on, never acknowledge the game, okay? I refuse to talk, not refuse, that's not the right word. I wouldn't try to talk Mets because I was scared if I did... I'd get a, wow, could you believe Soto's error in the fifth inning? So I'm a social guy when need be. So this is not something I normally do. I'm only bringing it up because last year was the first time where the game was on. I wasn't going to tell him to shut it off. I'm DVRing it. I'm not that kind of an ogre. So I leaned in and watched it.
Also, isn't the most important person at this barbecue to you your wife?
My kids, too.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
Jeez, man. What are you trying to do here?
The people that would notice you scoring the game.
My wife and kids matter the most, yes.
Okay. And your wife is not going to have a problem with this.
You know what my wife said?
Do it. Bring it.
My wife said bring it.
Yeah.
So I got no problem with it.
I've had the conversation with your wife about you scoring games. I know she's all in on it.
Yeah, she's fine with it.
So if she doesn't care, then what the hell does it matter?
I just whip the book out.
And if these people never invite you to your house because they think you're an ultimate weirdo for scoring a game, then they're not good enough to be your friends.
They're
anyway.
Not going to think that because they're great Met fans.
Exactly.
They're watching the game.
They might ask you in the sixth inning, what did Alonso do in the third? To which you lick the tip of your finger and you go back and you point down.
That would be my favorite part. If I get to say, You want to know what Pete did in the second inning? Struck out on a 2-2 pitch.
It'd be like watching Gordon Ramsay cook. Like, that's just what he does.
Exactly. Exactly the same thing.